Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me, and I'm continuing to talk about demographics. I'm fascinated by demographics. Cause and effect, my friends. If you aren't thinking about how your world is influenced by the concept of cause and effect, or something trigger something else, and it creates something that happens on the other side of that, the implications of that first movement down the road. If you aren't paying attention to cause and effect, it's, you know, your game, our life is like a chess game, right? If you make that move, I'll win in 5 moves, right? That kind of thing. What are the implications of this move that you're making? What is the cause and effect implications of this move? If you do this, it causes that to happen over there, which happens cause this to happen over here. That's all part of planning. That's all part of experience, and it has something to do. You should include in your calculus, in your cause and effect calculus, you should include the concept, the existence, the reality of demographics. Of the generations that are out there, and what do they do? If you made a living serving people who, you know, 20 years ago who were 60, well, they're 80. They're probably not buying much stuff these days, right? They probably already got all the stuff that the ones that are still living, they've already got all the stuff that they need, right? They're not doing that anymore. Here's another demographic way to think about it, and it's certainly cause and effect. Look at the way millennials, for example, Gen Y, look at the way they think about stuff. If I were, we're doing this now with what we do with our books, with the way we present our product. We're thinking about this. What do millennials, for example, use this for any generation, what do they think about stuff? Do they like owning stuff? Baby boomers like their stuff, right? Millennials, feel differently about it. What do millennials think about homeownership? Well, millennials, more than any other generation, maybe probably in history, are getting married later and later. They're having children, even when they get married. They're having children later and later. That's delaying their stuff period, right? Their stuff acquisition period. It really is. And what are they spending their money on? If you're in a place where there's a high concentration of millennials, the restaurants are probably doing great. But the realtors may not be. The local banks may not be doing a lot of millennial business. I don't know. But these are questions you have to ask. And then you have to say, okay, if you're an attorney who closes real estate loans, if you're a you see where I'm going with this? If millennials are not buying houses, number one, because they feel differently about houses than their parents did. Number two, because they're buying them later when they do buy them than other times, then what are the implications? What's the cause and effect of all that on people who are part of the home buying experience? Attorneys, title insurance, appraisers, pest control, people who do upgrades to houses, things like that. It's all part of the process. It's all part of a demographic wave moving through. I'm using millennials as an example, but it works for all of them. Just different elements, right? So if you're wondering, if you're trying to plan for where your business is going, look at what it is that you sell. Look at what you're good at. And make sure that it matches up with enough people who you can reach, either literally or virtually, who you can reach who want what you sell. And if you're not coming up with the right numbers, then you're probably going to have a problem. Demographics, the demographic waves, folks, start paying attention to that and the cause and effect implications of all that on your business. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to have to take a quick break. And before I go, though, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. So greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.